So it's 11:30 on May 27th, and I'm recording a hidden note. Yay! So I had mentioned on Facebook I kind of wanted to try to do an early start to the Dark Days of Podcasting. Try to go for the title, in which case, I mean, Dark Days of Podcasting is typically 30 days or 31 days. I always forget how many days are in August. 30 days in August, from August 1st until, well, the end of the month. It typically coincides the ending with the night that the kind of podcasters participating kind of gather at DragonCon. Not everybody participates, but, you know, a large portion of them do. Well, I want to see if I can do the entire season. See, it's the Dark Days of Podcasting based on the phrase Dark Days of Summer. Summer. It's a 3-month period. Can I go for that gold? Here's hoping. The next couple episodes do not count. So if I miss one, oh well. The official start time for me is going to be the 1st of June, so next Monday. I'm going to try to keep posting for the next 5 days, since it's the 27th, 2020, yeah, Monday, holiday. All the way through Sunday, so, but we'll see. I get a lot to cover. There's a lot of things happening, and if I'm gonna keep posting these every day, I'm gonna need to make sure I keep doing stuff so that way I have stuff to talk about. So, today is an exception. I get to have a meta episode because I'm kind of starting out. A meta episode's permitted. It's kind of cheating, but not really. It's explaining the rules of such, but I'm not wasting one of the official days, well, my official days, on a meta episode. At least, not the first day. First day I should be hitting the ground running, continuing on for whatever topics I talk about Sunday night. So, yeah, that's really about it. I'm going to try to get these out to be about 5 minutes, so I've got about 2.5 minutes left to go. So, a couple things are happening now. A couple things I plan on talking about. I've been reading a lot more. I talked about that a bit in the last episode. Haven't finished as many novels since then as I had originally been planning on. Mostly because work became kind of hectic, and after work became more hectic. But, hey, that's how it goes. But I am going to try to start picking up another book soon, as in, probably tonight. We'll see. I am doing the genre hopping thing. Last time I read a kind of contemporary crime novel, The Hard Bounce. Starts off really rough, but kind of pays off in the end. Not exactly. It was a kind of a trope ending, but you didn't really see this trope coming. It's one of those. It's a cliche, but it's not a cliche you could predict, per se. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun. I will try to link to that in the episode itself. The description, blah, 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 blah. What else? Read Ender's Game before that, and then read The Ocean at the End of Lane before that. So kind of doing a fantasy genre, sci-fi genre, and then something non-fantasy or sci-fi after that. Kind of rotation. So, which means fantasy is next. And I think I'm actually going to do a two-parter in terms of reading fantasy. I really want to finish up the trilogy from Nathan Lowell, the Ravenwood trilogy. Or Adventures of Tanis Fairport trilogy, I guess I should say. I read the first one. I was maybe 10-15% into the second one before, I don't know, some reason I kind of put it down. So I'm going to restart that book, and I'm going to try to do them back-to-back real fast, just to knock them out, say I've read them, and, you know, enjoy them. I deeply enjoy Nathan's books. I definitely prefer the Shared series more than the Tanis Fairport stuff, but, you know, that's because I'm more of a science fiction fan than a fantasy fan, but gotta stay inside the tropes and kind of enjoy what's out there. So, I think I'm kind of edging out towards 5 minutes at this point. So, I guess this is where I would do the bumper ender things. You should probably have found this podcast on hiddennode.com, HIDDENNODE.com. I am Justin. I didn't say at the beginning of the episode, but that's who I am. And this is kind of my ramblings, as you can see here. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.